In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in 1057, volume 4, 1057, Baruch Hashem, this is the 20th day to the 22nd day of Sivan, in Tavshinav, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is addressing it to, with the titles of here, to Yosef Sheyichia Voltuch. He lived in Tel Aviv, the Rebbe sending. The Rebbe writes to him, peace and blessing. I did receive your letter from, on Wednesday, the portion of Shalach, with the Pidyon Nefesh, with the note of redemption, the redemption of the soul. That's a special request from a Rebbe, from a Chassid. And the Rebbe says that I will read it when I will be on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And for sure, he will arouse great mercy, so Hashem should fulfill all of your heart's desires for the good. And I want to duplicate here this that I've already written to you in the past, that you should set up time for study of the Torah. And you should also be careful saying the Tehillim as it's been divided for the monthly, each day. And this that you once have written to me in the letter, you wrote me once in a letter that you're very, very busy. So this is the advice for this, that when you show to Hashem that notwithstanding all of these limitations and the pressure, and still you set time for learning Torah, so then Hashem fulfills what it's written in the Pasuk. In B'chukoisei Telechu, Rashi says, if you go in my statues, the verse says, Rashi says that means, that you put effort in Torah, which means you put a lot of labor, hard work. Then Hashem says, I will give you your rains and time, which means, Gishmechem means literally rain, but it also could mean Gashmius, which means your physicality. That all of your needs that are physical will be in the right time and in the good thing, it would be no distractions, and you should be able to serve Hashem with peace of mind and peace of soul and peace of body. And so basically, the Rebbe says, the fact that you're putting in extra effort, that means amelim, you're putting in work, and you're making it happen, notwithstanding the fact that you're busy and preoccupied, that is actually, and you show Hashem, then God gives you in return. So you won't be so busy, so you'll have more time to do what you have to do. That's the way to get Hashem's, blessing. Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in letter number 1058, this is dated on the 22nd, Baruch Hashem, 22nd day of Sivan, Tavshin Aleph, Brooklyn. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I received your letter from Sunday in the portion of Bahaloscha, but I'm surprised that in the entire letter you don't mention anything about what you're doing to create those pipelines of parnasa, of the sustenance of every chassid, especially of a tamim, somebody who learned in the yeshiva and Chabad yeshivas and Lubavitch yeshiva. What is the pipeline for the blessings of the sustenance is setting up time to learn teaching of chassidus, if you can, with others, at least by yourself. So this would be in addition to guarding the regular learning schedules that one needs to do, which is the day of Tehillim, the Chumash with the Rashi for that day, and the Tanya, which were been instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles here, and those apply to anybody who is tied or connected to the Rebbe. The Rebbe blesses him for Parnassa, and the person, you know, writes for a blessing parnasa. The Rebbe says, here you got the way to get your parnasa, to get your sustenance, your livelihood is keep these classes. The Rebbe blesses him for success in his livelihood, and that you should be able to notify of good news, both physically and spiritually. Great.